Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Life's busy, and it's hard to find time to focus on our spouse, to pursue him or her, to share what's really going on in our lives, to connect on a deeper level. Good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. We've been talking this month about ways to give our marriages a boost. We've given some suggestions for making our life mates the most important person in our lives. If you want to get caught up, go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and click on our past issues. Well, Bruce, looks like we're talking about another basic ingredient of marriage building today.
That's right.
Spending time together.
You know, I hear folks say all the time, Jeff, we're too busy to get away. The kids, the job, the parents, you know, there's always a load of reasons why we have to dedicate our lives to the third priority issues.
Third priority, Bruce? What do you mean there?
Yeah, well, our relationship with God is to be our first priority, and we usually carve out some time for Him each week. And the second, and then second to God, and above all others, should come our spouses. Yet, we rarely budget any significant time to reflect that priority, do we? So, we were chatting last week about how easy it is for us to take advantage of our life mates and how we relegate them to getting less than our prime time. You know, we come home exhausted from a day of work, and we don't really feel like working at building or strengthening our marital relationship, so we give them our leftovers. And let's be honest, Jeff, who wants to eat leftovers every night?
Well, okay, Bruce, I can acknowledge that we struggle with that. And what do we do about it, though?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is to sit down together as a couple and share that we want to make each other a priority and to carve out some prime time for each other. And then we want to get out our calendars and find at least one date time that we can have within the next 30 days and put it into ink and promise that we're going to keep that time sacred.
You know, Bruce, what do we do if our calendars are so busy that, you know, there's no room for any of that ink?
Well, then we're too busy. Yeah, we need to sit down and find a time to have a conversation about what we're going to carve out of our schedules. You know, what are we going to take out of the kids' schedules so that we
can
make room for each other? You know, if we're not careful, Jeff, the day's going to come when the kids leave home and the job's going to end and all that's left is that life partner rocking with you on the porch that we've ignored for the best years of our lives. And that can really become a travesty.
Well, and that's a scary thought, you know. I've heard you say that that's the second most vulnerable time in a couple's life as they enter that empty nest period.
That's true. And that's why it's so important for us to keep our kids and job in their proper priority today. I know it sounds a little harsh, a little unrealistic, and maybe even a little unloving towards our children, but I guarantee you that day will come and when they grow up and leave home and because we haven't stayed connected through our parenting years.
Okay, so we understand the need and the desire to do this. We have our calendars out. We have a time to connect, but what do we do next?
Well, have some fun, and let's build some anticipation by planning that time together. You know, set an agenda. What do you want to do? What do you want to talk about? Where do you want to go? And, you know, this can be as simple as taking the kids over to grandma's, grandpa's, or to another couple's house, and then heading back to your place for a quiet time together. But I really recommend that you build in a time during these dates for some connecting conversations, to talk about some things that will help you learn more about each other. And, you know, if you need some help with those things, questions, go out to our website and download some of the conversation starters we put up there. And the only rule I have, Jeff, is that you can't talk about your kids, your job. You need to come up with some topics.
That's hard, Bruce. That's hard.
That are going to help you learn more about your partner.
Thank you, Bruce. So there's our challenge, listeners. Get together and plan a time for just the two of us. A time where you're enjoying the prime time cuts and not just having the leftovers. Well, you know, Bruce, another great way that you can grow your marriage is to come out to a House on the Rock retreat.
That's a great idea, Jeff. We have three of them coming up this spring. First one's at the end of the month, January here. And we're playing a little bit off the State of the Union, the President's Address every year. And we just thought we'd ask couples to do, what's the state of your union?
Very good. I like that information. What else do we have?
Well, in March, we have the Seasons of Marriage, which traces couples through the five basic seasons from young love all the way to transcendent love. And Karen and I just enjoy doing that one because we're in the last season of our life, but it's fun to talk to couples about how they go through their seasons.
Okay. And the final one that's coming up?
We have some guest speakers, Kate and Brad Aldrich, and they're going to be talking about the marriage bed and the whole idea of the physical relationship in marriage and how we can improve that and make that better.
Awesome. And you can always go out to fantheflamedates.com and check out all the information that's there. Click on the information to see when the retreats are, what's taking place. We'd love to have you come join us. Next week, we'll continue our theme of building marriages, but until then,
let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.